You are listening to the Expresso Business Update. Here's the latest news from the world of Indian and international business brought to you by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Let's begin. Economists have revised their estimates for India's current account deficit for FY2024 after it narrowed it to 1.1% of the gross domestic product in April-June quarter of the current fiscal year from 2.1% in the year-ago quarter, but widened sequentially from 0.2% registered in the fourth quarter of last fiscal, according to the data released by the RBI. Upasana Bharadwaj, chief economist, Kotak Mahindra Bank said, quote, "We expect tailwinds to BOP to have peaked in first quarter of FY24 and the remainder of FY2024 to be clouded with uncertainties amid rising crude oil prices and weak capital flows. Following a robust first quarter, we expect the capital account to moderate to $23 billion in July 2023 to March 2024," unquote. Now some news related to ETF. Motilal Oswal Asset Management Company has announced the launch of Motilal Oswal Nifty 500 ETF. The AMC said in a statement today that this exchange-traded fund aims to offer investors exposure to more than 90% of India's listed market capitalization and an opportunity to participate in India's growth economy. The ETF is expected to list on NSE on 6th October 2023. The trading symbol is Mo Nifty 500. According to the statement, the Motilal Oswal Nifty 500 ETF seeks to replicate or track the total returns of the Nifty 500 index, which is designed to measure the performance of the top 500 companies based on market capitalization. Meanwhile, India's manufacturing activity rose at the slowest pace in 5 months in September, but it remains solid with strong demand driving business confidence to its highest level this year, despite increased inflationary pressures, according to the S&P Global Purchasing Managers Index. The Manufacturing Purchasing Managers Index by S&P Global came in at 57.5 in September. This marked the 27th straight month of the index being above the 50 mark separating expansion from contraction. S&P Global said that good producers in India noted a mild slowdown in growth during September. Nevertheless, a sharp rise in new orders underpinned sustained expansions in output, input purchasing and employment. According to the latest PMI report, new orders, the largest subcomponent of the PMI, rose at a softer pace in September. Moving on, L&T Construction on Tuesday said that its transportation infrastructure business vertical has received a large order in the range of Rs. 2,500 crores to Rs. 5,000 crores. The Dahisar Bhayandar Bridge project in Mumbai was awarded to the company by Municipal Corporation of Greater Mumbai for construction of a 4.5-kilometer long bridge connecting Dahisar and Bhayandar. The company said that the project will significantly reduce the travel time between Dahisar and Bhayandar, which currently takes more than 45 minutes. The 4.5-kilometer link will have two separate carriageways and multi-level interchange and Dahisar and Bhayandar for seamless entry and exit. The project will also have two large navigational spans along the creek. Adani Energy Solutions Limited, the energy solution, transmission and distribution arm of the Adani portfolio, said that it has commissioned the Kargar Vikhroli Transmission Limited. It will, the company said, enable additional power to be brought into Mumbai, and this enables in meeting the city's growing and future electricity demand. The project is critical for Mumbai as the existing capacity of the transmission corridor is not sufficient to carry further power into the city, the company said. Mumbai witnessed grid failure twice in recent times, on 27 February 2022 and on 12th October 2020. Localities across the metropolis went dark for a considerable period. On to market, JSW Infrastructure shares listed at 20.16% premium over the IPO price on bursars on Tuesday. The share debuted at Rs. 143 on the NSE as compared to the issue price of Rs. 119. The investors have made a profit of Rs. 24 per share as the scrip gave more than 20% returns to investors on the listing. The JSW Infrastructure IPO opened for public subscription on Monday, September 25, 2023 and closed on Wednesday, September 27, 2023. The IPO comprised a fresh issue of 235, 294, 118 shares, aggregating up to Rs. 2,800 crores. The lot size of the JSW Infrastructure IPO is 126 shares. The price band for its public issue at Rs. 113 to 119 per equity share of face value of Rs. 2 each. Lastly, let's see how the share market performed today. The benchmark domestic indices ended Tuesday's trading session in negative territory. The NSE Nifty 50 fell 0.56% to settle at 19,528.75, while the BSE Sensex tumbled 316.31 points to 65,512.10. Among the broader indices, Nifty 100, Nifty 200 and Nifty 500 settled in red, while mid-cap and small-cap stocks added gains. The Bank Nifty index shed 185.50 points or 0.42% to 44,399.05. The other sectoral indices ended broadly in the red except for PSU Bank, Media, Realty and Consumer Durable stocks. The PSU Bank index surged by over 2.38% to 5,383.25. You are listening to the Expresso Business Update by the Indian Express and the Financial Express. Ask your digital assistant device to play the latest business news from the Indian Express and stay up to date with the happenings in the finance and business stories.